The Seattle Sounders are on top of the Major League Soccer standings heading into Saturday's game against the Fire in Chicago. Then they're off for 3 weeks while the World Cup is played in Brazil. Two Sounders players are on the men's national team, which has taken them away from MLS play recently. But sports commentator Art Thiel says the Sounders have enough depth on their team to handle it. Art, a lot of Sounders are starting to shine this season.
It's really interesting to watch this team develop. They are now the Major League Soccer points leader. They're number one in the West, and they've done very, very well in the last few games, including previous weekend they beat their big rival, Real Salt Lake, 4-0. Real Salt Lake was absent its World Cup players as well, but the domination just has never happened in the series between these two teams, so that was a real important point. The Sounders play again Saturday in Chicago, which then begins a three-week hiatus for all of MLS because they get to kick back and watch the World Cup. Many teams are missing players to their national teams, so the MLS deliberately builds in a break. And the Sounders could probably say, well, it's not coming at a great time because we're on a roll, but they are also missing two of their top players, and so it actually works out well so that the entire world, including North America, can devote their attention to the World Cup.
And speaking of those two players, of course, U.S. men's national team captain Clint Dempsey and local hero Seattle-born DeAndre Yedlin are on the team.
I think this is very cool for Seattle soccer fans to finally have a real, genuine local hook to keep their attention, because Yedlin is a 21-year-old from O'Day High School who has come onto the scene very, very fast. And I think he surprised a lot of people by being selected to the U.S. men's national team, especially ahead of Brad Evans, a more senior defender. But I know Brad was disappointed, yet everyone here is excited for Yedlin. O'Day High School is just going crazy to be able to watch this tournament and have a local representative. So I think that's going to be fun. Having two guys in the tournament is a first for the Sounders. Obviously, they didn't have this kind of talent in 2010, the previous World Cup. But hopefully for the Sounders, they have this on a regular basis, a problem to deal with where you're having to lose players to the national team. Dempsey clearly is going to be the focus as a forward and a striker. Yedlin may not play much, but the reason he's on the team is his speed. He is the fastest Sounder and one of the fastest players really in the world. And when you get to the World Cup level, you'll find that five or six or seven of the top players are as fast as Yedlin. And the U.S. national coach made the decision to go with youth and speed. And that's probably why Brad Evans didn't quite make it.
Well, they're going to need all the help they can get. They've drawn what's known as the group of death in the World Cup.
Yeah, that's the toughest group in the field because there are no slackers in the U.S. draw here. They are going to be playing Ghana first and then Portugal and Germany. All three are excellent squads, and it's going to be very difficult for the U.S. to advance out of group play into the round of 16. And U.S. coach Jurgen Klinsmann has said that this was the worst of the worst in terms of the kind of opponents that they're going to have in group play. So I think there's some apprehension that the U.S. is not going to advance, and that works out well for the Sounders because then they can get Dempsey and Yedlin back for MLS play at the end of the month. But I think a lot of people who care about U.S. fortunes really are hoping for a lot of luck, and at least in Seattle here, we're going to have a great deal of local rooting interest in seeing how Dempsey and Yedlin do in the highest stage possible.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download our weekly chats at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.